Eastern North Carolina has one of the highest concentrations of black communities in the state. Bertie, Hertford, Northampton, Edgecombe, and Halifax counties make up the top five highest African-American populations, with Washington and Martin counties rounding out the top 10. African-Americans are also nearly twice as likely to have diabetes than their white counterparts, a disease that is closely linked to obesity, which is also prevalent in the black community. With that in mind, Dr. Damon Swift, a kinesiologist at East Carolina University, and his team of researchers are preparing to conduct a six-month study focusing primarily on African-American patients. Chris Thomas spoke with Dr. Swift about the study and has this.
If you were to make a profile for your ideal participant in this study, sorry, age, weight, but also, once again, how susceptible they are, vulnerable they are to getting diabetes, what would that be?
So with any research study, there are certain criteria that we look for. And what we're really trying to do is identify those individuals that are high risk for future diabetes that are also African American. So we're looking at adults that are 35 to 65 years of age who are currently non-smokers. And not currently diabetic, because we're looking with the study on trying to reduce the severity of risk factors for diabetes. So we're looking for individuals who are not diabetic, not already participating in an exercise program, and some folks who are a little heavier. So we're looking for obese adults, and that means we take sort of your height and your weight, and we're looking for what we call a body mass index greater than 30. And the easiest way to do that is, having an estimate of your height and your weight, and our research staff can easily do that to try to see if you qualify.
Why have there been so few studies on diabetes and its impact on the black community, even though it disproportionately affects the black community?
Okay. One of the reasons that I think there's not been as much research done, and really what we're talking about is from the standpoint of exercise. I'm an exercise physiologist by training, meaning that I'm really interested in how exercise affects disease. And I think one of the reasons is that, number one, it's a health disparity population. It's a much, much harder group in general to do research about. There are certain barriers to research from the participant standpoint. One is that there are certain aversions to healthcare. There are certain aversions to research. And since we look like a healthcare entity, a lot of times you have to have trust from the community in order to do this types of research. And so I think sometimes researchers actually shy away from doing studies in these populations. And that was one of the reasons why we felt so motivated to do a study that compares different types of exercise training and seeing how that actually impacts diabetes risk. It seems to be a very large gap in the literature. And also the risk for type 2 diabetes in the African American community is almost twofold compared to Caucasians. So it's very, very much needed, and we need to know what's the best way of trying to reduce risk through exercise.
With all that in mind, could you run me through how this study is going to work? It's my understanding this will be 6 months long, and we'll deal with exercise, and you're going to see how exercise impacts people who may be at risk for diabetes in the black community. So with all that in mind, walk me through a bit of the methodology of this proposed study.
If you're a research participant, the first thing that you would have to do is actually call our site. And what we do is we ask you a variety of questions about your health and your exercise habits. We also do ask questions about your time, because some people don't have as much time as they think they do when it comes to, actually, coming and exercising 3 to 4 times a week over here at ECU. We'll also do something to screen how much physical activity you're currently doing, so to try to get an idea of how active you are. And then after that, we do some medical testing. So with any exercise study, there's going to be some medical testing involved that feels a little bit like going to your doctor. But what we try to tell people is that if you can get through the testing, after that, you're exercising. And the good thing about being in our study is that if you're not happy and we can't get you to exercise for 6 months, we don't get our data. So it's really our incentive to do everything that we can to keep you active. And when I say active, trying to meet the definitions of the physical activity guidelines. So moderate activity is sort of seen as about 150 minutes of moderate physical activity. And when you talk about that brisk walking or the vigorous physical activity, that's seen somewhere more around that 75 minutes per week of exercise.
But when do you hope to get this study started? With that in mind, this is a 6-month study. About how soon do you hope to have the results finalized and published for public consumption?
All right. So we're actively recruiting right now. So if folks that are out there are interested in exercising with us, and we try to recruit people for our staff, they're exercise physiology majors and undergraduate and graduate and doctoral students that are involved in the training. So you'll be under their watchful eye, which a lot of people have found helps with accountability. So if somebody is going to call you and say, hey, you haven't shown up for exercise today, sometimes that helps people get into the door. And we all have busy lives, but sometimes it helps solidify a schedule for exercise that a lot of our participants have found valuable. So that's one really good thing about the structure of the study, is that it allows regular exercise. So we're actively recruiting right now, and so we started recruiting in November, and we're going to go for 3 years. Hopefully, if everything goes right, we hope to have a manuscript published from the results of this study somewhere after those 3 years from now. So usually probably about 6 months after the study is completed is when we would have the manuscript. It's a very hopefully all the things that we collect and all the things that we're looking at with exercise intensity and heart disease risk factors, that's a very good sort of reservoir for data that we can use to hopefully figure out how exercise best which type of exercise program best benefits people in the African-American community. And hopefully if this study is successful, it can lead to other studies in the future to really try to other exercise programs, perhaps, or maybe using what we find in this study to figure out another line of inquiry along the in the African-American community.
Dr. Damon Swift is assistant professor at East Carolina University's Department of Kinesiology. Dr. Swift, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.